This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I let go of New Year's resolutions quite a long time back, but we're talking about this in the production meeting of the Brekkie Show yesterday, and Laura and Ali, our producers, were both looking at New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, see, because I don't normally do, I don't necessarily do the resolution thing of I just want to be better or whatever the case may be. I try and set goals for the year, and this year I thought I had nailed it because I got a whiteboard, and I think the moment you get a whiteboard
is that your resolution?
And some markers.
To go, no, well, I want a whiteboard.
That was one of the early ones. I could tick
like
that
a
off.
Whiteboard.
Get some markers and you write things up,
yes,
like the year projections,
yes,
and I felt like I was on the way to success. Then, midway through this, like last week, just been, I went back and had another look. I've been slowly checking the whiteboard behind my door every other week, but I realised that I wasn't so far along as I thought I would be by June in some of the things I'd written on my gorgeously organised, shiny whiteboard. So it did beg the question, 1-300-40-2020, what were your resolutions? Have you started to achieve them? Are you well on your way? Or are you looking back like me and realising that not even the whiteboard could help you and you still have a fair way to go?
Now, if one of those, and the most popular one, is to get in shape, and 6 months, you can see a pretty significant body transformation inside 6 months.
So we'd like to celebrate you this morning. If you have had a New Year's resolution win.
Yeah. So here we are, the halfway mark of the year, at your resolution board, wherever it happens to be in the house, or maybe a post-it note or something on your phone. What is it that you are at? Did you manage to cross it off the list? Are you on the way? Is it a work in progress?
We've got Scott from Abundance Coaching on the line to kind of point us in the direction of why we may have not achieved those goals and how we could. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, all?
Doing really well. Thanks so much for chatting with us this morning. So first up, did you have New Year's resolutions yourself at the beginning of the year, and where are you up to with those?
Absolutely not. I do not set New Year's resolutions anymore. So I can't say that I'm up to anywhere with New Year's resolutions.
So what do you do at the new head of the new year then?
And here I'm the life coach telling you that I don't do it.
So how is it that then you continue to build momentum in your life in your case?
Oh, man. Well, I used to do New Year's resolutions, and probably like a lot of the listeners out there, I found minimal success. And when I did my whole coaching school, I was taught to do SMART goals. And, you know, I did it for a long time with my clients. I brought them through the beginning of the year, and we did this SMART goal strategy. But, you know, I found a better strategy. And about 3 years ago, I started, and it's called a one-word commitment. So basically, you commit to one word or one theme for the whole year. And there's a process in which to find it. I believe that God actually wants for us to have like major success and to unleash our full potential, right? So if we find that right theme, that right idea, and it spiritually is connected with us, then we can actually move towards that. So I would say I have massive momentum with my one commitment for the year, and that's of being disciplined. So that was a word that I feel God gave to me at the beginning of the year. And, yeah, it's great.
So if mine's hair...
Just focus on it, man.
And hopefully something will sprout. But what could some examples of those one words be?
Oh, you know, I have clients that, you know, have chose fun for their word. And last year, my word was epic. The first year I did it, it was thankful. I just moved from Canada to Australia. I thought that year it would be like drive or something like that because I, you know, just moved and needed to like hit the ground running. But God said, you know, no, be thankful. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's you know what it is. It's actually refreshing and renewing to just have this one thing because you can actually really, really keep track of what's going on. I built a course on how to pick the word and how to actually figure out how to use it and then stay consistent with it. You probably know the Jim Rohn quote, motivation is what gets you started, but habit is what keeps you going, right?
Yeah.
Well, that is a revolution for me, I must say. Thank you for opening my eyes on that score. I love the idea of that one word principle theme for a year. I'm going to give that a crack.
Thanks very much, Scott. You have a good day.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
Bye.
And see you later. And now Dwayne's going to write here in capitals on his piece of paper.
Now that I understand what the point of the word is, I will look a little deeper than hair.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Maybe.
I'm inspired by Scott.